Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Zip code 80602.
And that was 80602?
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name?
Ann, A-N-N, Kerouac, K-E-R-O-U-A-C.
Okay. Have you already placed an order with us, ma'am, or are you trying to place one?
Placed an order a while ago. I canceled an order. This is going back October 6th, and they said, hey, no problem. They would cancel the order, refund my money. I've never received the refund. And I've gone through the website, I haven't received the refund, and you just keep sending, yes, we've sent you your request. And I'm like, no, I've never received my refund.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I have a order number. Does that help you?
Okay, just bear with me.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, well, may I have the order number?
3326.
The order number is 3326?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything by that.
What I've got on my email here, recent order number 3326, dated way back in October 6th.
Okay. Will you spell your first name for me?
A-N-N.
Mm-hmm. The last name.
The last name?
Yes, will you spell the last name as well?
K-E-R-O-U-A-C.
K-E-R-O-U-C. I'm sorry, K-E-R-O-U-A-C.
Yes.
Still not pulling up anything by that.
I'm talking to Lotus Habits, right? I called the right place.
Yes, ma'am. Have you already made a purchase, or are you trying to make a purchase? I'm sorry, are you trying to make one?
No, I made purchases, and then I canceled my subscription, and they canceled my last purchase, did not send it to me, and said they'd send me a refund because they had already pulled the money, but I have not received my refund.
Can I try the first 6 and last 4 numbers of your card?
Of the card?
The
last
the first.
4 of my card? 4147 and the last is 7911.
And that was 4147. I need the first 6 and last 4.
Okay, give me a second. All right, the first 6. 414709.
Okay, that was 4147. What else? 09.
Mm-hmm. And then the last 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Is 7911.
Still not pulling up anything by that. And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything by your first and last name, the zip code, nor your card. Can I try your email? Will you spell your email out for me?
A is in Andrew, J is in Jack, T is in Thomas, S is in Sam, 3@hotmail.com.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that. So one moment, let me try something else.
I ordered stuff for like over a year.
Okay, can I try the first 6 and last 4 numbers of your card again? I'm going to do it under another account. I'm going to try to see if I'm able to pull it up on there, something else.
414709. And the last 4, 7911.
Okay, what was that first and last name?
Ann Kerouac.
Thank you. the products we have is the Lota, the Lota Tabit, and the Cetaflux. Where exactly did you find our number? Is it leggings that you were ordering?
I'm sorry, what?
Was it leggings that you was ordering?
No, it was green juice, Lotus Habits.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything. And that's the card that you use, right?
Yes.
Okay, just bear with me.
So, I got this phone number from the list of emails, okay? The emails back and forth, Lotus Habits from me, where it canceled it, and then it said, you know, finally, if you need to, you know, contact us at this phone number. So that's who I called. So I'm kind of starting to wonder, am I not speaking to the right place?
Okay, well, just hold one moment.
I know you probably have a lot of different, you know, companies, but still, do you? Maybe I.
Okay, so I've tried your first and last name. Can I try a phone number? I didn't try a phone number. I tried everything with the phone. Okay, that was
720-341-8060.
Okay, I'll see. Let me try another one. Something else. Still not pulling up anything.
You still haven't answered, but you do have an account for Lotus Habits. Like, I called the right place, correct?
Oh, yes, this is Lotus Habits, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, I guess if you just delete all my information, you never have to pay me back. This is very frustrating. Is there any way that you can, like, open a ticket, have somebody else call me? I've got all of these emails back and forth between Lotus Habits and me.
Yes, I do understand.
I tried to do just the email thing, but I just kept getting this, we have tendered your concern, which doesn't even make sense.
I do understand what you're saying, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Right, but is there any way that you can make, like, I don't know, a ticket or whatever and have somebody call me, please? Explain, you can't seem to find me. I didn't get my refund. Maybe there's somebody else that can do something.
Well, I've tried everything, and I am not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Yeah, I understand. Can somebody, like, somebody technical? So anyways, when I'm on this email back and forth, they keep saying, if I have any questions, please open a ticket. And the only way I can open a ticket is if they don't let me open a ticket. I have to have some sort of password to open a ticket. So I've been very frustrated. So I just keep going back and forth with these emails. I'm not getting anything. Like, oh, no, we tendered your concern. You're done. I'm like, no, I haven't gotten my refund. And it just keeps going around in a circle like this. So I cannot open a ticket like they keep saying on my email. Is there any way that you can have somebody open up my ticket?
Okay, what do you mean by your ticket?
All right, let me see. I'm trying to read all these, you know, all these emails that I have. And they just keep saying that we've tendered your concern, and if you have any questions, please log on to our account at Lotus Habits and open a ticket. And I can't. I log on to Lotus Habits, and it doesn't allow me to open a ticket. They've received my request via email. A ticket's been created. Somebody will a representative will be reviewing a request and will send you a personal response within 24 hours. Nobody has ever contacted me, not by email, not by voicemail, nothing. And then it sends me a little link for my help desk, and I clock on the little link, and I have to have a password to get past this login support portal.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
I get that you've tried everything, but I'm still just not done. I don't have my money. You said that you're at Lotus Habits. How do I proceed? What is the next thing that I can do? The next person, the next level, a tech support person? I mean, who can I contact? I've done the email thing at least a dozen times.
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, but I'm trying everything, ma'am. And I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Hey.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying, ma'am, but I'm not pulling up anything for you.
And, okay, once again, because I don't know that I've gotten a clear answer, so you do work with Lotus Habits.
Yes, ma'am.
LotusHabits.com.
Yes, ma'am, I gave you.
What?
Yes, ma'am, I told you that in the beginning that I did.
Well, I have no idea, because you've taken plenty of my money over, I'd say, a year and a half, and I just want to be refunded the last bit that was never shipped to me that I canceled. It makes no sense that you can't come up with anything.
I do understand what you're saying, but
I've
tried
everything.
And I've looked
at that credit card that I've given you, and it shows the charges on that exact credit card. I need somebody to call me back, okay? I know you can't. Somebody hire your boss, a boss's boss. Somebody needs to contact me. Telling me that you understand isn't helping me. Can you just write a note for somebody on Monday to call me back?
We wouldn't be able to give a call back unless you request a call back, but I've tried everything, ma'am. You should contact your bank and get the number off the bill that billed you.
I can contact my bank, but the problem is when I contact my bank, I don't want to make it like a fraudulent thing. It wasn't necessarily fraudulent. I just caught it too late. But apparently that's what I'm going to have to do. I don't understand why you can't just ask somebody else, somebody higher up, to contact me. I'm not saying that you're not good at your job or whatever. I'm saying I'm very frustrated because I keep getting ignored via email. And I feel, I know you're not ignoring me, but I feel like this isn't going anywhere right now.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're saying. But I've tried everything, and I am not pulling up anything for you.
I understand what you're saying. Please get somebody else to call me back. Well, it's obviously falling on deaf ears. I will call back on Monday.